The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
How's it, Terence? How's it, Darren? So it's a big one this morning. I don't know if you know that a few years ago, the Upper Highway area in Durban experienced this absolute wave of violent crime.
Yes.
Now, it appears that this crime has now moved down to Westville.
Yes, I heard about this.
It might sound a bit dramatic, but last year there were 4 murders, and it's only the start of the second month in the year, and already there's been 1 murder. Mm. Never mind the innumerable housebreakings. In one night last week, there were 5 housebreakings. That's 5 in one night. There was also an armed robbery in progress, and the neighborhood watch patrol responded. They didn't have green lights in the car, so for all intents and purposes, it may have just been someone driving past. Mm. And these robbers opened fire on them with, wait for it, AK-47s.
What?
This was a domestic housebreaking. One man had 7 bullets in his car and one man had 5 bullets in his car. Now imagine if you're driving just as a resident of the area, not responding to anything because you're not aware of a housebreaking in progress, and just because you happen to be in the area, these robbers are so brazen, they think, we don't want to have that problem of someone being here, so let's just open fire on them. They don't care. I've spoken to several residents in Westville, and they say that similar stories are making their way onto various community WhatsApp groups and so on. So, people are terrified. One man I spoke to said he's just spent 36,000 rands, which is a grudge buy, putting in beams around his house, scared that if he doesn't have them, then robbers would target his house. Mm. As opposed to the others who are protected. But the residents ask, why should they be doing this and spending money that many of them don't have, when the police actually should be doing their jobs? Mm-hmm. They say they have a right to be safe, and they're absolutely correct. And the residents I chatted to believe that the area needs to be declared a crime state, and that in turn would cause a provincial or national government to take notice. One resident I spoke to said that the SAPS had pulled all the assault rifles from the station. So what you have now is civilians being attacked with AK-47, and you expect the police to come and respond with handguns. Mm. If the SAPS are scared and the morale is low, how do you expect the community to respond?
The SAPS in the metro must have one of the most difficult jobs because of South Africa's suburban issue. We have properties that are sprawling, almost impossible to police every single block and every single suburb. And it seems to me that these syndicates decide to blitz a certain area until the police move in, and then they just move to another area where, you know, we quite literally do not have enough police to police all the suburbs and all the areas in South Africa. What is a solution to that?
You think that's so? Coming up, I will tell you exactly what the Metro Police intend to do, and it's quite shocking.
Continuing with The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly with Terence Pillay. I first saw it a couple of weeks ago, and it does seem that it's a real thing. It isn't just a normal suburban paranoia. That Westville particularly is being targeted now.
100%.
What is the response from SAPS and Metro?
So what they did was, there was a meeting called last week with the community and the deputy mayor, Fozie Appiah, and there is a video recording which I watched with great interest on this matter. Firstly, she arrived at the barrage of private security herself, the pictures of which are up on the blog at the moment. So this drain on resources didn't help what I believe was her misguided attempt to understand this problem. But that aside, the general idea of the meeting was to try and have a coordinated effort to combat this crime. Mm. So I got the feeling when I watched this video that they thought they were coming in with novel solutions. They were saying to people, you need to start WhatsApp groups, you need to get to know your neighbors and that kind of thing. People are already doing that in their area. You know, it's not new information. They're successfully utilizing tools that they've made. For me, the people from the city should have come through with more proactive suggestions and asked the community for intelligence to put in place. So what I gleaned from the video was that whenever someone from the community stood up and gave a suggestion or highlighted an issue, for example, someone said that the Westville police station is largely under-resourced and there were allegations of mismanagement, the city would respond with something like, we don't want to hear criticisms of the SAPS, but constructive ideas of tackling the problem. And of course, I'm paraphrasing here. Mm. But for me, a very constructive idea would be for Fawzia P to use her influence as the deputy mayor and go and make a call to the MEC for community safety and liaison and tell him about the situation of the under-resourced SAPS in Westville and ask him to provide more personnel. So there appeared to be no opportunity to ask sensible questions, but they seem to have become this ridiculous standoff with just excuse after excuse from the city. What would have been a far better outcome is if the deputy mayor and her team within the security cluster, like the Metro Police and all those units that she sits with, had come there and said, we understand the issues and what you've done in establishing community groups to combat the problem, and I as a deputy mayor can only do this and this and this. So the Metro Police also had an opportunity to say what they were doing at the at this meeting, and when they told people about the fact that they were deploying about 200 new traffic wardens, and somehow in the future this was going to help this community, I'm sorry, that's laughable. I don't understand how employing traffic wardens, who don't carry a firearm, by the way, is going to match these organized robbers who carry automatic weapons.
AK-47s. What do we say to the people in Westville right now?
We say that I'm keeping track of the story. I'm going to make the city accountable. We're going to make the Metro Police and SAPS accountable. And let's see what comes of that.
All right. Thank you, Terrence.
Thanks, Darren. Darren, Kerry, and Skye. East Coast Breakfast.